Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. One woman, with a bunch of paintbrushes and easels, makes her way to several organizations each week, bringing art therapy to those who need it.
I started really pursuing and painting when I was 24 after my first husband passed away. I found that it really helped get out all the negativity, and so I thought that maybe it could help other people. My name is Lou Montalioni, and my program is called Art Healing Hearts, and it's a program that helps people release their negativity and put it out onto the canvas. And I go to mental health facilities, and I go to the women's shelter, and I work in the psychiatric wards and work with people with severe brain injuries and severe mental illness. So I have everybody say or repeat after me, I am a beautiful person, and everything that's negative inside of me, I'm going to put out onto the canvas. And they would say it, and that's how we start our every single class. So I really think it helps them, and they look forward to it. I started cold calling anybody that would pick up the phone and listen to my crazy idea of helping people.
My name's Rocco Terassi. I'm the executive director at the Angelus. I've been here for 46 years. We got a call from Lou, who said that she was an art therapist, and she wanted to know if we were interested in having her come over and have some of our residents participate in a painting class. And we said, that sounds like a wonderful idea. And she came over, we talked for a while, and she brought out these little easels that she has, and the residents paint, and they just love it. She teaches them a little bit about how to do it, what things to look for, and the residents just are beaming when they're done. They bring their pictures to other people in the building, say, look what I painted today, and they're very happy about it.
I love it because it gives us something creative to do. She's a wonderful teacher, so all you do is follow what she says, and you come up with a beautiful picture.
The nurses here have just been telling me that people's attitudes have been changing, and it helps calm them down, and they just love doing it. It gives them something to look forward to, so... Yeah, and one of the students here, I don't think I can name any names, but he has a severe brain injury, and it was really hard for him at the beginning to paint, just to put the paintbrush in the paint. The water jar was hard for him to do, but now it's like I don't even need to help him. Like, he does it all on his own. He wants to create on his own, so... That to me was amazing to see. So my ultimate goal with this is I want to have a storefront, and I want to have it called Art Healing Heart Storefront, and I want it to be completely free for people with mental disabilities and people with pain or suffering to come in and just paint whenever they feel, and have, you know, people that are abused or anything like that, and have them come in, and because I don't think they should have to pay to be able to, you know, get out what they need to get out. So it feels like my past that it was so hard, you know, but it feels like everything was worth it, or everything, you know, it did not go to waste. You know, I'm using, you know, what God gave me, and I'm just giving back, you know.
Luann Montalione will be mounting a show of the works of many of her students Thursday at the Extanza Nightclub. To learn about others making a difference in our community, or to nominate someone who you think should be celebrated, go to our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates People Making a Difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.